Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Part of my day, I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Cantarucci is here, too. Jim is a 13-year member of our brain trust. Couldn't do without him. He's a leadership management expert extraordinaire. We've relied on him over the years to help us get smarter in the area of putting our best foot forward as a leader, as not only an executing leader, but also a thought leader. In so many different ways. He's the author of Personal Brilliance, Mastering the Everyday Habits That Create a Lifetime of Success. And he's our good friend, Jim Cantarucci. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be with you.
It's good to have you back
as
well.
Let's talk about your mood, Jim. I'm worried about your mood.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people are worried about that. You think, should I step up my game a little bit?
Well, it's something to keep an eye on, that's for sure. How many apologies have you heard in your lifetime that started with, Jim, I was stressed. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Right?
Or how about this? How about this, Jim? I've just been slammed.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate it when people say that.
Being busy is this badge of honor, right? So it wipes away all of our sins because we were slammed, right? It doesn't make sense, but we do it all the time.
Why do we do that?
Well, it is a tough situation that we're in. Our cortisol rises, our stress hormones happen, and we react. That's fine, I suppose, but when we're in a leadership position, it's just not a defense. Like, it's not a defense in front of the judge when you just say, well, you know, I did do that crime, judge, but I was stressed. You still go to jail.
Right.
And that's what happens with our people. It's on our permanent record in the relationship with our employees, with our staff. When we act in a stressed situation, not as a leader, not the calm in the storm, and that's what we're looking for, that grace under fire, because that's what I need from my leader if we're doing difficult things.
Mm-hmm.
And modeling that behavior is really what leadership is about, superseding your personal needs in that moment, right?
Well, that's the thing. I call it rising above. Do you have the ability to rise above your own emotions? Do you, in the moment when you're leading people, when people are watching you, when what you do next is not only important, but it may become indelible. When that's about to happen, are you capable of rising above your own emotions, your own tendencies, to a level that where you find leadership? When Jim, when we were going through the financial crisis in 2008 and 2009. I could tell that my employees were getting a little jumpy around the end of the year in 2008. You know, as you know, there was a lot of mayhem going on. And I didn't have any answers, but I've been around a long time. And so I got them all together and I said, okay, folks, what we've just gone through is bad. It's really bad. It's not good. And I can't tell you. I know where we're going, where everything's going. I don't know how things are going to turn out. But all I can tell you is this. I've been through things like this before, and I came out of the other side, and I learned some things. So if that's worth anything, I just want you to know that, that's all I can tell you is that I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to keep working, and if you'll do the same thing, I think we'll be all right. But I can't make any promises. I can just tell you that I've been here before. And it seemed to settle them down.
Yeah, Jim, what you did was you, in a stressful situation that you just described, you acted outwardly, thinking outwardly. Think of it this way. stress equals selfishness.
Because say that again. This will be
stressed,
the test, folks.
We get in this protective mode, right?
Say and that again,
it's all about us. Stress equals selfishness. And what happens is we throw away empathy in that situation. We care less about other people. We care more about ourselves when we're stressed, physically, emotionally, the situation, whatever it is. When we're stressed, that's how we react typically. And that's exactly the opposite of what we need to do as a leader and what you just described that you did as a leader, which was being more outwardly focused and caring, having empathy for other people. And in this case, you figure it out together, et cetera. That's teamwork. That's leadership.
And I think they appreciate
so
the
that's
fact
that's the rising above you're talking about.
I think they appreciate the fact that I didn't blow smoke on them. You know what I mean? That I was honest about it. But, you know, what you were just saying there, stress equals selfishness. And is it, you know, as we all know, whenever things get tough, we often revert to our reptilian tendencies, right? And
mm-hmm.
and when you get to that point, there's nobody more important in the world than you at that moment. In other words, the closer you get to the reptilian fight or flight stage, then you're a party of one in your own mind. And if you're a leader, you can't afford to spend much time there, especially around others, can you?
Exactly. I picture in my mind, I see the armadillo that rolls up in the ball, right? It's self-protection. And that's fine when, you know, there's a flood coming at your house or something, or
right.
some kind of danger. But when you're leading other people, they can't see that. And you do rise above. Now, you could... You know, you don't have to be Superman or Superwoman. You're still vulnerable. You're still a human being. But you can share that together as opposed to being insular and all on your own, because you're not on your own when you're the leader.
As we go to the break, one of the tips you offer is about being self-aware. Talk to us about that for about 35 seconds.
Well, look, first of all, recognize that you're in that situation. And then try to analyze your triggers. What's causing you to physically feel that way that then causes the action that you don't want?
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about that a little bit more after the break. But it's that recognition that we're in this state, and then how are we,
yep.
what got us here, and what could we do differently?
And recall times when you've gotten yourself into this situation before. That's one of the things I do. I try to think back on times when I've run into this before, and how did I behave? Did I like it or did I not like it? Did I do well or did I not do well? And what could I do again that was the right thing to do? 20 after the hour. Right back with Jim Cantarucci. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.